Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Good Monday morning and welcome back to Chair Shot Radio, April 5th. It is officially WrestleMania week, and what a weekend we just had. Before I get into all that, you can follow me at PC Tunney. Make sure you head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. Tons of designs. Guaranteed you'll like it. Makes a great gift as well. Then head on over to thechairshot.com. You know how we do it. Sports, entertainment, and sports entertainment. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. I am very excited. The WrestleMania week is here. Monday Night Raw tonight. I'll get into the whole schedule down the road here on this show. But looking back at this weekend, what a great weekend in college basketball. Women's and men's, both sides providing unbelievably epic March Madness moments. Great games, great competition, and just a real, real great boost for a sport that did not have its main event a year ago. So kudos to all the young student athletes and their coaches, everybody getting it done in bubbles and making it happen. The women's tournament has come to fruition. The men's tournament will finish up tonight. I will get into that shortly as well. In addition to all of these things happening, the Masters kicks off this week. No Tiger. We'll get into that down the road here. Once again, like I said, PC Tunney here. Monday morning. Hope you got your coffee, your eggs, and bacon. You're ready to go for a great week as we're heading into WrestleMania. Before I get to everything I just talked about, let me take a very quick commercial break. And I'll be back to break it all down.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You heard Mr. Velvet Pipes himself there, Christopher Platt. Make sure you're tuning into Mania Madness. It's going to get you ready for WrestleMania. All six editions will be up by the end of this week. The first five volumes are out. We're doing it six packs at a time. Our most recent edition of Mania Madness guested Mags, Darren Kirkby from across the pond, and Ray, C-A-S-H as in dollar signs, Ray Cash, did a great job. We went over, like I said, WrestleMania's 25 through 30. This week we're going to come to the fruition of our series that we've been doing. Chris Platt's been doing a wonderful job. We'll catch you all the way up to WrestleMania 36. But go back through those archives. Some great guests. Dave Ungar has been a huge help to us. Mike Knox came on. Aesop Mitchell, AJ Balazs, DPP. So a great group of people coming in and giving their thoughts on particular WrestleManias and what WrestleMania means to them. I mean, this is a big week for wrestling fans. Also, we're coming off of a very interesting New Japan pay-per-view. So turn into Pod is War this week. Brand new IWGP champion not a lot of people saw coming. Shout out to Ospreay And hopefully we'll get you your New Japan Sakura Genesis fix this week on Pod is War. Check out Andrew Belaz. Has a great, great summary and results and ratings for you right there on thechairshot.com. Now, let's talk about March Madness extending into April. And I want to begin with the women's tournament. Up and down, this women's tournament has been excellent. A lot of great, great athletes making a lot of great plays and some very good coaching going on as well. Congratulations to the Stanford Cardinal and Tara Vanderveer. She gets her third title, and it's been 29 years since she won one. She won in 1990, 1992, and now in 2021. What a coaching career. Talk about that amount of time in between winning a championship. And the defense that her team played in the championship game against Arizona and against the semifinal game against Dawn Staley's South Carolina team, just phenomenal. They held Arizona in the championship game to the second lowest shooting percentage ever in a title game. I believe just over 28% Arizona shot. And that was kind of their downfall. Ari McDonald could only do so much for them. But I would say A.D. Barnes has a real good base there for a start a team in Arizona, a program in Arizona to keep it going, keep them in the upper echelon. Huge win they had over UConn. Gino Auriemma said it best, maybe his team wasn't mature enough to handle the pressure there. Nonetheless, Paige Beckers is your Women's College Basketball Player of the Year, first freshman to win the award. So look for UConn to be right back where they came from. But the length, the defense, and the great coaching from Tara Vanderveer, congratulations to her, true Hall of Famer, one of the greatest basketball coaches of all time. Three titles now, first in 21 years, and Stanford has won every single one of those championships by a single point. We're going to flip it over to the men's side right after this.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, folks, tonight, Mark Few and the Gonzaga Bulldogs will be taking on the Baylor Bears, coached by Scott Drew. This Baylor team, to me, is, well, both teams have been the best two teams all year, right? I mean, UCLA has given people problems. Gonzaga, what a finish to that game. Jalen Suggs hits the three-pointer at the buzzer in overtime. I'm literally sitting in my living room watching that game Saturday night. And a reactionary response came out, as if to say I had no control over what I yelled as he hit that shot. Holy shit, he made it, I exclaimed. And I thought the neighbors could hear me, but they have wind chimes, so fuck them. But it was just such an amazing game, and I was so wrapped up in it emotionally, I couldn't believe that actually just, it just came out. I had no intention of saying anything. I was just watching it, and the shot went in off the bank, and wow, what a finish, what a tough break for UCLA, but what a great run for that team. Now we look at the Baylor Bears. You talk about Gonzaga, you talk about Corey Kispert and Timmy and Jalen Suggs, and just a very, very good, solid front five and a good bench. Great coach, just becoming a top-notch program. Already is a top-notch program, but they're going to continue to sustain that at Gonzaga. Now, Baylor Bears. Scott Drew, excellent head coach. I like their guards. I like Jared Butler and Davion Mitchell. Butler can score it. Mitchell can dish it. When you have good guards, you have a chance. I think Baylor overall in the front court is a little more athletic than Gonzaga, although you'd seen Timmy step up at the end of that UCLA game and score some big buckets. So I'm looking for a battle. This is definitely the two teams everybody wanted to see playing in the championship here. They've definitely been the best two teams all year. So look for a great, great NCAA championship game tonight. I think it's going to be a close one. I would personally have to go with the Scott Drew-led Baylor Bears. I like their backcourt better. I think they have better, a little bit advantage with the guard play in the backcourt. And I think they're a little bit more athletic. You don't see the big spread here with Gonzaga anymore. They were double-digit favorites going through the entire tournament, even against UCLA, 14.5-point favorites. 4.5-point favorite tonight, Gonzaga. So there's your betting line. Take the points and the Baylor Bears. You heard it here first from PC Tunney. Last sports thing I want to touch on before I talk a little WrestleMania, maybe a little bit of my opinion on the Peacock Network. It's Masters Week. And unfortunately, we're not going to have Tiger Woods because of all the things that happened with his accident. Obviously, his leg may never be ready to go again. But an interesting side note to the Masters is that Jon Rahm, one of the top three players in the world's wife, was expecting a baby. And he had said that if the baby's coming during the tournament, I'm out. I got to go there for the birth of the kid. She had the baby this past weekend. So Jon Rahm will be at the Masters. He won't have to leave. Another guy that won't have to leave and is looking to play is Brooks Koepka, who's been dealing with a knee injury. He said he intends to play, so we'll see how that knee holds up. But for my money, Dustin Johnson did this not too long ago, back in November. He dominated. He's looked amazing. He seems like he's really got down the knack for winning big tournaments, and I'd say he'd have to be the favorite just some 6 months later. So I'm really looking forward to the Masters. I'm looking forward to Jim Nantz saying, "Hello, friends." The great scenery that you see at Augusta, and all the great golf as well. So that's what we got going on this week. Tonight, the national championship game for the men, Baylor and Gonzaga. This week, we have the Masters starting Thursday. Major League Baseball has returned. I'm sure we'll get into that on Three Man Weave. Basketball is just starting to heat up post-All-Star break. And a shout-out to the Stanford women and winning their third national title. Shout-out to Coach Vanderveer. I'll be right back with some wrestling talk, folks. We're going to talk a little WrestleMania week. You're listening to PC Tunney on ChairShot Radio, on the ChairShot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Make sure you're checking out Mania Madness, like I said. Final edition coming this week. Final installment. Chris Platt done a great job. Had a bunch of great guests on there. We really do appreciate it. Another thing to check out later today, Bandwagon Nerds. Going over some of the great things that are on streaming right now. Getting a little bit of a deep dive into what's coming out movie-wise. The brand new Suicide Squad movie. Going to run down a few of those characters. And there's also a new comic cartoon on Amazon called Invincible that all of us at Bandwagon Nerds are really falling in love with, so check that out. Check out the show. Watch some of those shows. Bandwagon Nerds every Monday right there, Chair Shot Radio Network. Pardon my sniffles this morning, but PC Tunney here with you. WrestleMania week is upon us. Monday Night Raw tonight. Tomorrow you will have the Hall of Fame ceremony streaming on Peacock. Wednesday and Thursday, NXT Stand and Deliver. Very much looking forward to that card. Wednesday, Thursday, NXT Stand and Deliver. Friday, SmackDown, WrestleMania, WrestleMania, SmackDown. Why can't they just call it SmackDown? It's not WrestleMania yet. WrestleMania has to be 3 days now. I don't even like that it's 2 days. You heard it here. I am not a fan of 2 days of WrestleMania, but I like it better than watching 8 hours in a row. So I guess we'll take that with that. Saturday, night one, Sunday, night two of WrestleMania. During the week, check out Peacock. They're going to have some different specials. They're going to run down some manias 10 years at a time heading into this thing. They're going to do a couple other specials as well. I know that Mick Foley versus Edge at Mania 22 in that big hardcore match, that untold story is now on Peacock, which is excellent. You get great in-depth conversation and analysis from Mick Foley and Edge, where they were in their careers at the time, what they were thinking during the match. Lita gives some thoughts as well, so it's a really interesting watch. It's about 45 minutes, and that's up on Peacock right now, so go check that out. I'm also looking forward to more of the Icon series coming out there. WWE's put out some great content outside of wrestling here that is about wrestling. Yokozuna, Beth Phoenix were the first two editions, installments, if you will, of WWE Icons. I know Rob Van Dam, trying to think who else was on there. The British Bulldog, I believe, and a couple other stories they're telling as well. So really good story. Great job there from WWE. Now let's get into the whole Peacock side, because yesterday was a very sad, sad day if you're a wrestling fan. There is no more WWE Network. That expansive library has not switched over to Peacock yet, and I don't think the entire thing will. They're talking about SummerSlam when they're going to have the amount of content they want on Peacock. I don't think you're going to still see the same amount of content that you had on the WWE Network. I don't know this for sure, but I can tell you as of right now, a lot of the things that I like to watch are not available anymore. I understand it's a massive library to move over, but you think you would have just been able to get this ready by WrestleMania, all of it. Not just the ability to watch some of the major things and have the WrestleMania pay-per-views, etc. I can tell you that every time I go in to watch something, there's a long load time. When I say long, I mean it's 30 to 45 seconds with the play screen up before it starts playing. And every time I pause to go grab a bite to eat or go to the bathroom, I can tell you that it takes minutes to go back. Not minutes, it takes about 15, 20 seconds to get back going again. As opposed to, you know, you're on Netflix or HBO Max or when you're on the WWE Network, you hit pause, you can walk away, come back, it's going to pick right up again. The other thing I don't like in watching pay-per-views on Peacock is it's just one long timeline. It's just one long stretch. When you're on the WWE Network, you could scroll down when you weren't in full screen mode, and you could pick a spot to go in from each match from the card. You don't have that ability anymore, so you're kind of searching along. If you don't have Premium Plus, you're going to get a commercial every time you try to jump ahead. You're going to get a commercial after every match. Let me tell you, folks, if you're going to be watching content on Peacock and you're going to be watching WWE content on Peacock, just pay the extra $5. You were already spending $9.99. Now, I understand you're going to have less of a library than you did before on WWE Network, but you're going to get all the other Peacock things as well, and you won't have to watch as many commercials there. That's the route I went. I'm not thrilled with it yet, but it's still $9.99 for a pay-per-view. Think about that. Think about where we were before the WWE Network and how much we were paying every month just to watch the specials. So take the good with the bad. Hopefully their streaming will not be shoddy this weekend. I suppose we'll find out more come Wednesday, maybe even Tuesday night for the Hall of Fame. But I imagine by Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to have the big boom of people streaming on Peacock once we get into NXT Stand and Deliver. Now let me talk about a couple matches I'm looking forward to. Walter versus Tommaso Ciampa. This could turn out to be one of the most epic matches of all time, considering the toughness and the violence that these two gentlemen can bring into a ring. I'm really looking forward to that. That's maybe the most forward I'm looking to a match this entire week. When you bring it over to the WrestleMania side, I think I'm glad that Daniel Bryan is in that match with Edge and Roman Reigns. I'm looking forward to seeing that as a triple threat match and seeing what those guys can do, right? Night one, I'm hoping that Sasha and Bianca are closing that show out, which it looks like they will be. Drew and Bobby Lashley most likely will open. But I hope Sasha and Bianca can put on a really good match because I have not been really enthralled with the storyline that they've been using there. So we'll see what happens. Just a couple of brief thoughts from me on WrestleMania week. We have tons of great podcasts this week coming out to cover everything that's going on. Babyface Heel Podcast, DWI, Pod is War, Badlands. We're going to get a whole bunch of coverage here. Mania Madness is going to be out there. Make sure you're checking everything out. Hashtag Miranda Show and a ton more that I'm forgetting. So thechairshot.com, we got you covered for WrestleMania week. AJ Balazs is going to need a vacation because he's covering everything on the writing side, the results and analysis. So big shout out to him. And folks, I'm going to wrap this up right after a commercial.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
Hey folks, listen up. PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net. Pins, stickers, illustrations. angrylemonade.net.
This is my yard now.
One last note that I forgot to mention. We'll just throw it in here at the end. Very interesting. Broken Skull Sessions, with Steve Austin. After WrestleMania Night 2, Steve Austin's guest will be Chris Jericho. That's right, folks. AEW's own Y2J, the man who left WWE, is back on the Steve Austin interview show right there. And it's not on the WWE Network. It's on Peacock, right? But it's a WWE show. Apparently, Austin texted Vince, and Vince said go for it. So I think a lot of people here need their eyes open to the fact that Chris Jericho didn't leave on bad terms. Vince McMahon respects Chris Jericho. And I'm just going to keep this brief. You just listen to what I just said. Chris Jericho didn't leave on bad terms. Vince McMahon respects Chris Jericho. And I think Greg DeMarco said it best. WWE and AEW are not even in the same business. Think about that. big week this week, coming off of a gigantic weekend. I want to say congratulations once again to the Stanford Cardinal, Tara Vanderveer, capturing her third national championship. Congratulations, coach. Baylor and Gonzaga tonight. I got the Baylor Bears. It's Masters week. I'm going with Dustin Johnson to repeat. And it's WrestleMania week. Everybody enjoy. Make sure you're heading to thechairshot.com. Always
use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.